Call Back the Past.
And now, over to your editor, Percy Seath.
Scientists, British and American, have made the atomic bomb at last. The first one was dropped on a Japanese city this morning. It was designed for a detonation equal to 20,000 tons of high explosives. That's 2,000 times the power of one of the RAF's 10-ton bombs of orthodox design.
The news that was to change the face of the world in 1945. Saw the Second World War come to its explosive finish. Early in the year, with Allied forces crossing the Rhine, the Big Three, Churchill, Stalin, and Roosevelt, met at Yalta to discuss unconditional surrender. President Roosevelt showed visible signs of ill health as after the conference he spoke to Congress.
I hope that you will pardon me for an unusual posture of sitting down during the presentation of what I want to say, but I know that you will realize that it makes it a lot easier for me in not having to carry about 10 pounds of steel round on the bottom of my legs, and also because of the fact that I have just completed a 14,000-mile trip. Speaking in all frankness, the question of whether it is entirely fruitful lies to a great extent in your hands.
Wilderness Road. Adventure on the American frontier with the Weston family and Dan'l Boone in the exciting days following the American Revolution.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin from CBS World News. A press association has just announced that President Roosevelt is dead. The president died of a cerebral hemorrhage. All we know so far is that the president died at Warm Springs in Georgia.
Roosevelt was succeeded by his vice president, Harry S. Truman.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, members of the Congress, it is with a heavy heart that I stand before you, my friends and colleagues in the Congress of the United States. Within an hour after I took the oath of office, I announced that the San Francisco Conference would proceed. In the memory of those who have made the supreme sacrifice, in the memory of our fallen president, we shall not fail.
On New York's Broadway, the box office queues grew longer as the war news brightened. Theatergoers flocked to see The Hasty Heart, Dark of the Moon, The Glass Menagerie, and the hit musical Carousel.
If I loved you, time again I would try to say,
on the Eastern Front, the Australians moved into Japanese-held Borneo and the Americans into the Philippines.
There's no more warships between us and the beach. We look out to the stern of us now, and there are hundreds of craft lying out there. But between us and the beach, nothing except a few amphibious craft that are on the beach destroyed their tank. There are still beasts in there. As the water's being churned up quite a bit in between us and the beach now with the bursting of these shells. It looks like a tank burning in there on the shore. Looking through our glasses now, we're just a couple of hundred yards off the beach. We can see these anthrax pull up along the beach and dozens of Marines around each one of them. We can see those terraces now. And you can no doubt hear the bursting of these ships. Bursting all around it. Sojo isn't going to get much use out of this island from here on in. Get a better look at that little fire we saw on the beach. It is indeed a jeep that has been hit and burning. We were going to hit the beach in just a couple of seconds. So we're going to be quiet and brace ourselves for the shot. And there we've hit the beach. Just simultaneously with that shell burst that you heard, we hit the beach.
The German forces in Italy surrendered, and Mussolini was captured and executed by partisans. The Russians swept through Poland and Hungary and soon joined with American forces at the River Elbe. Not long after, the Russians were in Berlin, but Adolf Hitler avoided the humiliation of being captured by committing suicide.
This is London calling. Here is a news flash. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead.
On the home front, things were moving back to normal. In Britain, the 1,050th and last V-2 rocket landed, and people could turn their thoughts to lighter matters, like the movies, where they could see Frank Sinatra in Anchors Away, Bing Crosby in The Bells of St. Mary's, Elizabeth Taylor in National Velvet, Betty Davis in The Corn is Green, and the film version of State Fair.
I saw you standing in the sun, and you were something to see. I know what I like, and I liked what I saw, and I said to myself, that's for me. A lovely morning, I remarked, and you were quick to agree.
By May, the entire German defense had crumbled, and Winston Churchill announced that the terms of unconditional surrender had been accepted.
This is London. The Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Winston Churchill.
Yesterday morning, at 2:41 a.m., at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces in Europe to the Allied Expeditionary Force.
Jan Pierce with Bluebird of Happiness sung in 1945. Japan was still tenaciously holding on, and it seemed as though the war would be prolonged indefinitely. To American President Harry Truman fell the awesome burden of unleashing the atom bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
VJ Day, victory over Japan, was announced by the British Prime Minister. Not Winston Churchill, but Clement Attlee, whose Labour Party had swept the wartime coalition government from power.
Japan has today surrendered. The last of our enemies is laid low. At this time, we should pay a tribute to the men from this country, from the Dominions, from India and the colonies, to our fleets, armies and air forces that have fought so well in the arduous campaign against Japan. We also think especially at this time of the prisoners in Japanese hands, of our friends in the dominions of Australia and New Zealand, in India, in Burma, and in those colonial territories upon whom the brunt of the Japanese attack fell. We rejoice that their sufferings will soon be at an end, and that these territories will soon be purged of the Japanese invader.
The staggering figures of war dead, military and civilian, came from Germany, over 3 million, and from Russia, where the total came to over 20 million. Now came the task of securing the peace. Hopefully, it was going to be at the United Nations, which got going in San Francisco. Chairman of the United States delegation, Edward Stettinius.
Vision we must have to see clearly that without peace and security for all nations, there will be no peace and security for any one of us. Courage we must have, and faith we must have in the ability of mankind.
Call Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seif and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.